The starting point for this piece by British sculptor Henry Moore was a curious object that he spotted in a friend's garden.
Henry Moore was good friends with Sir Julian Huxley, who was an evolutionary biologist.
Sarah Roberts.
Who had this skull of an elephant in his garden as just a curiosity. And Henry Moore was completely taken with it and fascinated by the contrast between interior and exterior and the way that the bone kind of wrapped and turned itself from inside to outside. Those two points, they're very sharp and don't quite connect, really set up a high tension both within the void, the open space in the middle, but also in that kind of ring-shaped soft form around them. There's this electricity almost that shoots out between those two points like a spark plug. There's a whole series of prints and drawings that he did specifically related to the skull, and the Huxleys later gave him the skull, and it was in his studio, I think, for the rest of his life, because it was just something that he returned to again and again as a source.